Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
Welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Kate Reed, Design Director for Colour Me, and I'm here today with two very special guests, our Colour Master and Style Master Caroline Kells and Artistic Design Director James Nicholson. And we're here today to discuss one of my favourite things, which is new shades. And today we've got the 0.71s, a new chocolate ash colour, and 0.88, a really cool violet intense shade. So welcome, Caroline. Thanks for joining us today. I know you've been working with the Kevin Murphy team for around 10 years. You're based in the UK and you've been looking after education in Europe. Welcome, and tell me a little bit about you.
Oh, morning, Kate. It's great to be back here again today to do be doing another podcast with you. I think we were talking about the 0.28s last time, so really exciting to be back with more new shades. So I'm here based in the UK and I'm working as a colour master and a style master for EMEA. So I'm in a great position because it means I get to work with both sides and they complement each other so naturally. And I really think you can see in our education now how they're complementing each other and vice versa. They're just really working with our education. So it's really great to see the synergy between the two. So I love working for both sides. So yeah, great to be here today.
Oh, awesome. And James Nicholson, one of my dearest friends. We've worked so much and travelled so much and created so much magic together. So in 2021, this year, you're appointed Artistic Design Director. Congratulations. Tell us, what does that even mean?
G'day, Kate. It's so lovely to join you and Caroline today. Thanks for having me back on Conversations with Kevin. To answer your question, my role, it's a global role. I work closely with our creative director, who's Kevin Murphy, and our chief creative officer, who is Larry Paul. What I do is I support and help curate much of the hair output that we, the hair that we output across cut, color and style for the brand. I'll tell you what, I get really excited when new shades like these new colors come our way.
Now, I've seen you both working together, doing a lot, you know, visually on digital events. It's been such a pleasure. We've all come so far digitally in the last year, and the huge shift we can't live without now. I saw you both have been using the new shades for your virtual shows and events. And when I heard about the new 0.88, the violet intense shade, you know, I was just so excited to create so many things, which we'll talk about after. But what was your first thoughts when you heard about that shade, particularly, Caroline?
Oh, well, like you, Kate, I was so excited. And I think, like many colourists, I actually do a lot of blonde and a lot of lifting services. So when I heard the 0.88 intense violets, I just instantly thought they're really going to help me with that constant fight against yellow. But also, because we have the 7.88 and the 9.88, they're going to be really flexible in how we can utilise them. So I can lift and neutralize at the same time, and you're left with beautiful variations. The first formulas I was starting to think about creating was beautiful minky violet blondes, and that's absolutely what I got. Soft, refined, and with a gentle violet finish. And since then, I've used them in so many more ways and variations.
Absolutely. That real intense violet came to my mind. And also those deep violet colours you could put over natural hair and create those deep purples too. It was so excited. And, you know, the second shade, the 0.71, the chocolate ash, was something I really wanted for a long time, especially the 8.71. This over really dark depths for refinement or deeper balayage looks, using the 6.71 at the new growth and 8.71 on those mid-lengths to ends, was something I had just seen so much and was just waiting for these shades.
Yeah. Oh my God. Absolutely. The 7.1s are our chocolate ashes. So even the name, I think, instantly just gives you the idea of that gorgeous tone that you're going to see in the hair. And like you said, Kate, talking about balayage techniques, it's all about the balance of contrasting the brightness and the depth to really make a successful balayage. So it's important not to forget the depth or the shadow. And I think chocolate ashes are a perfect choice when you want to ensure that kind of deep chocolatey richness without becoming too warm. So it just gives you a slightly cooler edge and creates a super kind of pretty reflex. I also think it's great pairing to sit next to warmer shades. For example, if you want warmer shades to really pop, the 7-1 will look kind of slightly more muted next to it. Or if you try next to cooler shades, it's actually going to maintain the richness. So it will keep the dimension, but even on a cooler palette. They're so versatile. And of course, you can use it with natural shades as well for a more modern neutral, which I think we're seeing so much of in fashion at the moment, that kind of neutral color palette. So one of my favorites, I have to say, is using the chocolate ash next to our beige violets and golds and gold ashes as well. So yeah, so many choices.
So delicious. The way you describe all that, Caroline, makes me hungry for colour. for me, the 0.71s, they have that magic that I'm drawn to. It's that play between like that, the 0.77's gentle warmth and the 0.1's coolness, which to me is such a surreal space. And I love exploring that sort of idea of like shining and absorbing light at the same time. Right now, auburn hair is such a huge trend, and I think making sure that they're beautifully refined is so important. So I've been having great success at our events using the 0.71s and our PhD to strategically refine golds, coppers, and red auburns, and it's all about placing things just so. And as for the 0.88s, our market here in EMEA has been requesting this need for a while. I've seen many of our Colour Me Alchemist colourists creating imaginative formulations that now will be so simplified with the arrival of 7.88 and 9.88. I personally like to present these new shades in their simplest forms. So depositing with clear, using lift, as you both, covered and mentioned, and also blended into formulations. It's amazing how like translucent the violet reflet becomes when it's naturalized into any of our other shades. So I'll leave all the magic to the alchemists.
That's so true. There's so many things you just said. We used to have some coins in Australia that were 1 and 2 cent coins, and they were that real copper colour. And I could absolutely see how refining with 0.71 over those gold coppers and red auburns really creates that, that those real true copper colours that would be absolutely beautiful. And it's a really good point, James. When you do mix in a lot of shades with the 0.8, it does help to really naturalize and neutralize. The violets are a perfect addition for those fresh, bright blondes and refining to make all of those crisp colors that often we want. We don't want that smoky edge. We want that bright crystal tone. So, a little bit of clear plus 9.88 plus PhD, or secondary, to that is 11.0 plus clear plus 9.88 with or without PhD. If you're working and it's already quite neutral, you could put a drop of yellow in your formula as well, so it doesn't look too cool. But generally, 9.88 and 11.0 and clear, I absolutely love. And I use PhD so much, I'm obsessed because of the shine factor. Blondes and creating them is a total art, and also creating that dimension in there. So 0.88 really extends my platform and everyone's when it comes to refining, especially for those violet refining formulas that you really want, that to keep those bright blondes, to not drab them or dull them down. So it's really exciting to have these shades.
Yeah, I love how you talk about that, Kate. And when you say those kind of crisp, bright blondes, that's I think really essential, and it's what everybody wants, isn't it? So the violet pigments there are really neutralizing those unwanted yellow tones. So because we have intense violet, it kind of means we have the extra power to fight those pigments. And I love your recommendation with the PhD, because that's one thing I think us blondes, speaking on behalf of all the blondes, we always want that extra shine. So, yeah, killer combination, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And also liquid activator. I think that's been a huge one for us and such a big part of, you know, applying refinement in the applicator bottle and making it fast at the base. And so PHD is awesome for that. But, you know, I could talk about PHD all day, but we'll come back to that. Have you guys seen, I know, you know, we're just launching at the moment our new campaign, which is Ultraviolet and Velvet Flora. And have you guys seen the beautiful violet that we created?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God, yeah, it looks gorgeous.
That was actually 7.88 over pre-lightened hair with 10 vol. It's one of my absolutely favorite colors. It's such a modern take on a violet. I just think it's so fashion and, you know, bold, bright, but such a modern take on how those violet tones can be worn. And for that look, we used 8.1 and plus 8.00 and 10 vol at the new growth as well, which was quite ashy. It looked so natural when it cascaded into that bright violet into the ends. And, you know, we've gone out with the tagline, no shrinking violet. I absolutely love it. James, tell me about your experience with these shades, because I've seen so much great work coming out from you.
Yeah, well, Kate, you know, I am a huge fan of your 0.88 work on the upcoming KM shoot. I love the honesty of showing what that raw level at 7, what it delivers when it comes to the violet. And as you said, like carefully curated particular tone of violet is so fashionable. We were lucky enough to inherit your formulas, and we recreated the work that we did at the campaign recently for an event here in the UK called Colour World. Had a bit of fun with that. But look, personally, I'm a gold fanatic. So I'm loving the cleverness of the 0.7 ones to create the illusion of a blanket brunette brown, but with a velvet golden halo as soon as you hit any direct light. And I'm like, so I guess how does it do this? That's kind of what I'm fascinated with. It's like, it's by letting the point ones, the ash, do its work and remove anything unwanted that I guess is like brassy or orange, but it allows that little bit of gold to come through. And while the 0.7, which is naturally warm, but it sits so close to the center of our color wheel, and a reminder of that, that it delivers, it's like a velvet opacity, and like it just lets that gold kind of creep between the two shades. Yum, I'm obsessed with that.
Oh my God, James, I just love how you really paint that picture. It really makes you, you know, you get a real understanding of this kind of beautiful kind of colors that you can create. I think it's so nice having that editorial, you know, vision of what you're talking about. So, yeah, I'm just so in my head, I'm thinking about all these new formulas I want to try. And for me, since receiving and trying the colors, I've really tried to experiment a lot with the other shades as well and be more creative. So, you know, refining and deeper and adding violet to colors as well. So just kind of really having fun exploring the possibilities of what we can do.
That's awesome. So what would you say is your favorite way to use these shades?
Oh, God. Well, there's so many to choose from, but I have to say the 0.88s are really so versatile, and I've been using them in all sorts of ways, and I've really enjoyed experimenting. So when I'm adding depth at the root, I like to keep it slightly cooler. So I've been adding one part intense violets to maybe three parts of our intense naturals, which are our 00 series, which gives a really lovely reflect, perfect for adding that shadow to the hair. And you can do this with a 7.88 for your darker bases, or you can choose our 9 intense violet on lighter bases, which looks really pretty. Another combination I love is with our beige violets in so many ways, as a couple of my favorites are 988, 928 and clear in equal parts, and it just creates a beautiful dusty violet blush. Or another favorite is two parts of your 988, two parts of your 928, and then actually adding one part 746. And it's such a hard color to describe, as you can see the coolness in some lights, and then you can see the warmth from the 0.46 at certain angles. but it's just really beautiful. And if I really had to think of a name, I'd probably call it Metallic Rose. And what I love most about Colour Me is just creating these beautiful bespoke shades that just look so unique and elegant. I think people are going to have a lot of fun with these.
Yum. Metallic Rose sounds amazing. I kind of built some of the things that I've been looking at, how we can apply these shades as trends, as in a different direction. I've been looking towards, say, trend revivals. Like there's a real 90s, noughties revival at the moment, which is that kind of, it's just a classic full head of high and low lights, you know, weave slices, but packing a lot of color into one head of hair using separators. But it's about the color palette. So it's like, you know, buttery blondes and minky blondes balanced against like rosewood browns and cool chocolates. And also like the full palette of the tortoiseshell. If you get a piece of tortoiseshell, like hair accessory or something, you look through it and all those shades. And that's where the 0.71s play a really big part in delivering, clever low lights and highlights for this trend. If you pair them with our nudes and have them up against each other and, that, which was the last great launch from Colour Me. I think we're set to see a lot of contrasting weaves and slices strutting out of our salons in the next kind of 6 to 12 months.
Absolutely. What you were saying, you know, the 0.71s and the nude launch has been such a huge success for us, the 0.28s. And people are really wanting those high fashion natural colours with low maintenance now. They're wanting them to grow out really well and not to get a huge T-stripe. And these shades are absolutely on trend for that. So I know that you have just created another shoot in your walking series. This time you were in Paris. I was so envious. It looked absolutely incredible from what I've seen. Well done. Tell me about what you've been creating.
Well, Kate, you were there in spirit because all of your color trend predictions were woven into what we got up to there. But look, this is picking up, I guess, from, you know, the walking series. We was lucky enough to join the conversations with Kevin on the Express Yourself High Tea podcast, and where we talked about walking in Antwerp, which actually relates to what I'm about to say. And it's that basically we, for quite a while as a brand, have been talking about how we say pink is always in these days. It's kind of like next to auburns and blondes and brunettes. But the conversation is always which pink is in for the season rather than whether pink is in or out. And I think having our 0.88 expands the portfolio of long-lasting pinks that we can offer, which I think is really exciting. And so we worked hard on that in Antwerp, and then we wove that into the work that we did in Paris as well with a new pink offering.
Yeah. Wow, I loved it. I absolutely loved what I saw.
Oh, good. Well, you were, you know, much of the inspiration for all that work. But one thing I quickly want to say is, you know, for me, I've always loved pink violet booster that sits out there a little bit because maybe it hasn't had like, the same place for its stability. But I feel like incorporating 7.8A, it's the perfect anchor for our pink violet. And I've been having heaps of success in longevity when using pink violet and when I pair it with 7.88. And that's actually a big story in our walking series. But for Paris, we look towards our 9.88 to create like a violet blonde based on a formulation you gave us, Kate. And also, it's built into a formula within our nudes, to remove unwanted gold and brassiness.
Yeah. So commercially, what's happening in fashion?
Well, our colour brief for Paris followed the observations of what was happening commercially in fashion right now. So the fact that silhouettes are strong and fabrics are reflect a lot of luxury. So we supported this with hair colours that are called on to match this impact, 3D colour effects and hair that captures light for that ongoing selfie moment.
Yeah, I agree with you, James, as well. And for me, what I've noticed going on in fashion is like an evolution from freehanding and balayage trends where people were starting to embrace natural colors and are, you know, that very kind of lived in feeling with the dark regrowth and heavier blonde on the ends. being very super relaxed, but it kind of got a bit samey. So now in 2021, 22, I think a lot of the time we're still choosing from a softer natural color palette, but it's getting more elevated and polished. And interesting you say that about the fabrics going a bit more luxury. I can see the same thing happening with hair. So, you know, people are wearing bolder colors or shapes, but they're making it their own style and really embracing their own personality or body shape, or you know, to make it more effortless and unique. And I feel it's the same with hair, choosing a technique or style and then tweaking it to suit your complexion or your hair texture. And I think when you embrace that and add a little bit of your own personality, it just makes it even more cool. So when I first saw the 0.71, so the chocolate ashes, they were just what I'd been looking for. I think especially as we're talking about fashion, I am so drawn to editorial and seeing kind of color palettes in fashion. And for me, that was something that I was really looking for to recreate in hair. And I look for lots of different places for inspiration. But when it comes to editorials, what I think is so works so well and what people really look at is how the models just looking naturally effortless and just beautiful is because they're just elevated their kind of their natural color palette. And I think the beautiful clothes they're wearing then just do the talking. But for me, actually having that paired back natural color palette on the hair, but just done really well, is what I think just really hits the spot. And I think for years, you know, we still have our clients bringing in those kind of images from magazines or on their Instagram. And I think that's what really works. So the 0.71 works so well on all skin tones because they kind of create a really effortless glam look. And I love how gentle and flattering they are, whether I'm using them to lift or even to cover grey or refine the hair. They're just a great asset for the portfolio. On their own, they give a really lovely muted, dusty finish, but without being flat. And I think that's a really kind of hard thing to do, but the chocolate and ashes just absolutely nail that. And they're absolutely gorgeous. Like I mentioned, for the grey coverage, the reflect just looks super natural. I think it's also a really nice option for that depth at the root or creating that background canvas to freehand lightening and balayage looks. So keeping it super fresh and refined.
So lovely, Caroline. Building on what you were just saying, like I'm just reflecting back on our shoot we did in Antwerp, and we used one of our models, Luca, who she had like a naturally kind of flat level 7, super fine hair. And it just to get like a gentle elevation, we use like one part 671, one part 871, and two parts clear and PHD. So we didn't create any like shift or lift, but we just gave it that beautiful kind of velvet finish. And that sort of like, it was like a lovely dusty, you know, with the gold sort of refining through at the same time. And then in Paris, we ended up using the 8.71 and clear over pre-lightened hair. So Leela, who was one of our models in Paris, she has highly textured coils. We pre-lifted to between a level 9 and level 10. So there was a lovely kind of intense yellow-orange reflect coming through. And so using that formulation with the 8.71, it gave us like an illuminated bronze finish, which was kind of lit from within.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, and it's so nice to hear your formulas as well. And that's what I love so much, you know, hearing each other's formulas and giving them a try. Some of the ones that I've been trying, I think, especially with 0.71, I think the possibilities really are endless. And two of the formulas that I thought were really interesting was one that I tried was three parts of my 871 and then one part 981. If you can imagine, it's like a medium level blonde, but really interesting because it maintains an earthiness, but still with a soft ashy violet edge. So again, some of these colors, they're so hard to describe because they're just so unique and beautiful. But another one of my favorites was four parts of our 671 with one part 743. So the clashing reflex give it an interesting kind of cool bronze effect. And I love the two formulas together as they give natural tones a whole new look. And it just makes you give that kind of double take because you can't quite describe it, but you just know it looks really beautiful.
Yeah, wow. I'm loving hearing these formulas. Now, talking about formulas, great coverage clients are basically most salons' bread and butter clients. So we always speak to those clients being so important to our salons. Tell me, do these new shades cover grey?
Yes. Yeah. And I agree, Kate. We can't forget that they're our bread and butter clients. So it's something we always need to consider. And yes, with your 0.71s, absolutely, you're going to get the multi-tonal coverage. It's provided with both shades, actually, talking about our 0.88s as well. Like all of the shades, you can have the option of a opaque coverage or more of a multi-tonal coverage. So if you want that kind of stronger opaque coverage, I tend to add the Intense Naturals, and that's going to give you that denser opaque finish. When I'm doing this, I normally work with a 50-50 ratio with the Intense Naturals. And when I want that kind of block coverage or opaque result, then in that case, I still want, if a brighter reflect, I add up to 20% booster as well. So then again, for reflex, I want to be brighter. I often use 9% or 30 vol. Plus on resistant hair, it just makes sure you get that even stronger coverage and it keeps the reflect super vibrant.
Yes, as you mentioned, Caroline, I mean, with grey coverage, it's about smart activator choices. And that's, you know, this is vital when choosing to achieve more or less opacity versus vibrancy with both of these new shades, as with all the shades in the range. My approach to grey coverage is to colour with nature in mind. And I like to work with shadow and light in most situations, but particularly when I'm looking at grey coverage. I start by looking at like the percentage of grey hair. And so traditionally with more resistant hair, like thick or textured hair, I look at whether I want to create like, and that's traditionally where I try and create a more opaque coverage in order to like honour how little light would normally be going through that hair type. I turn to the 0.00s, or the Intense Naturals, and I would traditionally use 30 vol or 9% to help pass through the cuticle on all that resistant hair. A good tip is that on wiry or resistant hair, you can also extend your processing time by 10 minutes to ensure a dense coloration. You know, but I like to be really mindful of like grow outs when I, when we go above, say 40% gray coverage, percentage of gray. And then that's when I would like my clients to have a more seamless grow out. So that's when I turn to like 20 vol or 6%. And that helps us to achieve a more multi-tonal or a light gray coverage. Then when you get to finer and less resistant hair, I like to approach the light approach through this. So I like the idea that like light still passes through these strands, and to achieve a more natural, nature intended looking hair color, I would turn towards 10 vol or 3%, for a blend. Or if I want to get like, a more multi-tonal coverage, I turn to 20 vol or 6%. That's my little kind of rules.
They're awesome tips, James. I think that's the real thing with grey coverage is just knowing like 10 vol, 3% blend, 20 vol, multi-tonal, and then, you know, adding in the 0.00 as Caroline mentioned, and even using 9% on that resistant hair for better coverage. Like that's just the key. You know, an even lighter version of that, which we've spoken a little bit about today, then you'd move into something even lighter like PhD. That's my go-to for glossing. I don't know how we lived without it and zone tones. So when I'm deepening new growths, which I seem to do all the time, especially, you know, the last year and a half, people want their new growth deepened over and over because people are thinking about, you know, how their hair grows out, as James mentioned. They want it to blend. They don't want to, you know, if they miss an appointment by a week, they don't want to have a big stripe. So PhD is the ultimate tool for that. So I you know, when I use balayage or foilage in the hair, I use it as a real staple. So, you know, because it's got the tagline and it really has no lift and no shift, it's just great. Like 0.71 is my new go-to for new growth shadows. Even on myself, 8.71, I absolutely love it. And especially if you've lightened to like a yellow or an orange color, it just completely neutralizes that as well and just looks completely neutral and a really fashionable brunette shade. I'm also mixing it in with lighter shades to make a cool tone and just, you know, those light brunette colors. You don't really want to look too blonde. You want to have a really interesting tone. And like I said earlier, it really works perfectly with that whole nude 0.28 beige violet family. And Caroline even spoke about that today. They are so good for that. And it's an extension of those natural fashion shades.
Yeah, I think they're not going anywhere for a long time. And the key is that it's the new natural. It's that elevated fashion. It's having that, you know, that tweak. And even just by adding PhD on its own, that will give you that edge to the color. And yeah, it's just, it gives us so many options because it is fighting against those unwanted warm tones as well. It gives us that longevity. So as you mentioned, Kate, for our clients that, you know, holding on to their next appointment, they're going to love the result. And they, my clients especially, they're really noticing the difference with the added shine and even softer texture. It's just taking the result to the next level again and just giving that extra polished finish.
Yeah, you both covered the subject so well. I mean, the tools of using having PhD, and then for me, you know, Clear again as a tool to unlock all of the qualities of these new shades. You know, like the 0.88, for example, like it's amazing how with PhD and Clear, you can unlock that the fractured light qualities. It's like an amethyst jewel. Like just the nuance of the way the 0.88s have been formulated.
Yeah.
Or even for blondes, you know, like that 9.88 in Clear to create the most crisp blondes by playing around with the percentages.
Yeah, that's so, I love how you said that, James, the kind of jewel effect. I instantly think of that kind of see-through glistening, but with a tone. Yeah, super pretty. And I have to say, actually, I've found some great formulas from Instagram. So we have the hashtag #IHaveAPhD. So if anybody's not following that already, I definitely recommend you go and follow that hashtag because there's some great formulas out there. And also, you know, please use it if you haven't done already. We would love to see more.
Oh, I love a little tip like that, something to watch. but while we're talking about that, watching things, I'm just going to say watch this space for Kate mentioned earlier, our shoot in Paris. So it's going to be called The Colors of Kevin Murphy Walking in Paris. And we look forward to sharing this little peek into color trends for 2022 and beyond. So watch this space for that one as well. Well, where we will have woven in around 0.71 and 0.88 as well as many other offerings.
So I heard the hashtag's awesome, Caroline. Thanks for sharing that. Nothing like going down a bit of a rabbit hole looking at images as well. So I think that brings us to the end of today's podcast. I think it's been so interesting listening to, you know, all of your formulas and what you guys have been doing lately. I've been absolutely loving watching it online. So thank you both for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, Kate, and lovely to be here with you as well, James. It's been so nice to be here with you, and I just love talking about the possibilities of the new shades, and it gets us all excited and want to try lots of new formulas. So thanks again for having me.
Me too. I am constantly fascinated with how each of us interpret like these new brand offerings each time. Love it. I just want to thank you both for having me in your chat. I look forward to seeing all the magic performed by all our Colour Me colorists with these new shades.
Thanks, guys, so much. It's been awesome. I'll speak to you guys soon.
Bye.
Cheers, Kate.
Bye.